Hi, my name is Lore and welcome to Life Will Provide, a podcast about learning to trust in life and knowing that you're always taken care of. Hello everyone and welcome to another episode. I'm very happy that you are here. Today I would like to talk about peace. And the reason for that is that for the whole month of January, I have been posting daily quotes on peace in a group called How to Become a Christ, which I am part of. I have mentioned this group before. I did an interview with Lori Lavelli, and you can go back to that episode. It's a wonderful interview. And she organizes many beautiful groups online on Zoom, which are all free. And they include healing sessions and meditations. So what happened is, on the 31st of December, she asked if there was someone who wanted to post quotes every day in January about peace. And there was so much going on the surface in this personal life that I felt like I wouldn't be able to do it because I may forget it, and obviously I want to do a good job. So I decided not to do it. And then the 1st of January, I noticed that no one said like, hey, I'll do it. And I just find myself sending Lori a message saying like, I'll do it. I was still unsure, like, if I would manage to do it consistently, but I did, and I even put reminders up on my phone, and I didn't even need those reminders because in the morning I just felt like, okay, I want to look up another quote, and in general, I love quotes very much. They can really touch the truth within me. And those are those little moments of recognition and truth. And yeah, I just really love them. So for this episode, it's going to be a bit different. I just want to share my experience first, how this month went, and yeah, my thoughts and feelings about peace, and then I would like to share all these quotes with you. So it may be a good idea if you could just sit somewhere quietly to really absorb these quotes. Obviously, if you're driving, that's fine too, and you may feel guided to listen to this episode again when you have some quiet time to yourself. But peace, yeah. It's a big thing, isn't it? It's a weird thing, actually, because it's something that's natural and that is who we are. At the same time, it just seems so difficult. And I've noticed that I tend to be, unless the shit hits the fan, I tend to be quite peaceful. But I've noticed actually this month that there isn't that much depth to this peace yet. It's not I want a peace of God. And they say, in A Course in Miracles, it says how many people say this, but very few actually mean it. And I have said it myself as well, that I really want a peace of God. But then life has showed me that that's not true. So this month has really shown me where I'm at when it comes to peace. It's shown me what is not the way to get it. For example, I felt that it was the circumstances that were causing the upsets and the loss of peace. And I've realized that that's not the case, because when I change the circumstances, it's still there. So that's been a big thing for me. And I also feel that even though I haven't actually felt that peace that passes all understanding, there's been a lot of recognition, and reading these quotes have almost like smoothened the path or the road towards peace, even though it is not a road that we walk. It feels like they have been taking away quite a bit of resistance that there was towards peace. I'm noticing that I'm drawn to meditate more and longer, because I've realized, like, look, I cannot avoid going within. And it's not that I've been avoiding doing inner work, because I haven't. I've been doing a lot of forgiveness work this month as well, and before this month too. But I've noticed that it's time to let go of the stories, because it's these stories that I hold on to, and resisting whatever is happening and expecting things to be different, that are in the way. There's been a lot of doing, and peace is a sign of being. And I'm noticing as well that 2023 so far has been difficult for many people, maybe including you as well. So I hope that by hearing these quotes, warm blankets of comfort surrounds you. And I hope it helps you to realize that peace is here and now, available to us, because it is us. I'm starting to realize that. So I will now start by reading these quotes one by one. First one. The discovery that peace, happiness, and love are ever present within our own being and completely available at every moment of experience, under all conditions, is the most important discovery that anyone can make. Rupert Spira. You find peace not by rearranging the circumstances of your life, but by realizing who you are at the deepest level. Eckhart Tolle. With inner peace, I feel plugged into the source of universal energy, which never runs out. Peace Pilgrim. There is no need to want to be peaceful, for you are yourself peace, and simultaneously the awareness of peace. But don't be a peacekeeper. Peace is inherent and natural to being. Muji. When a situation has been dedicated wholly to truth, peace is inevitable. A Course in Miracles. Life is not about peace, but if you do not know peace, you will never know life. Sadhguru. The moment you withdraw your mind from external objects and turn inward, you taste real peace and feel happy. Ramana Maharshi. Peace can reign only where there is no disturbance, and disturbance is due to thoughts that arise in the mind. Ramana Maharshi. Peace is your reality. It is yours now, a gift given you by God, and so it cannot be taken away. Accept this gracious gift. It is yours. Regina Dawn Akers. Peace and happiness are the nature of your being, and you share this being with everyone and everything. Rupert Spira. Workbook Lesson 185 from A Course in Miracles. I want the peace of God. To say these words is nothing, but to mean these words is everything. If you could but mean them for just an instant, there would be no further sorrow possible for you in any form, in any place or time. Heaven would be completely given back to full awareness, memory of God entirely restored, the resurrection of all creation fully recognized. If we have no peace, it is because we have forgotten that we belong to each other. Mother Teresa. It is my conviction that there is no way to peace. Peace is the way. Thich Nhat Hanh. Oh, how great peace and quietness would he possess who should cut off all vain anxiety and place all his confidence in God. Thomas A Kempis. Peace is the altar of God, the condition in which happiness exists. Paramahansa Yogananda. When you know God as peace within, then you will realize Him as peace existing in the universal harmony of all things without. Paramahansa Yogananda. You already are the peace you are looking for. Be still and know that. Muji. If there is peace in your mind, you will find peace with everybody. If your mind is agitated, you will find agitation everywhere. So first find peace within, and you will see this inner peace reflected everywhere else. You are this peace. Papaji. peace is a result of retraining your mind to process life as it is, rather than as you think it should be. Wayne Dyer. Peace is an original state. If what comes from outside is rejected, what remains is peace. What then is there to dissolve or merge? Only that which comes from outside has to be thrown out. Ramana Maharshi. As you do your job in applying true forgiveness, the Holy Spirit does its job of removing guilt from your mind. And without guilt in your mind, there would be nothing but peace. Gary Renard. The root of all desires is the one desire to come home, to be at peace. John Klein. Detach yourself from all that makes your mind restless. Renounce all that disturbs its peace. If you want peace, deserve it. By being a slave to your desires and fears, you disturb peace. Nisargadatta Maharaj. What you call peace is only absence of disturbance. It is hardly worth the name. Real peace cannot be disturbed. Mind is restlessness itself. Only the mind is restless. Nisargadatta Maharaj. In peace and silence, the skin of the eye dissolves, and the inner and the outer become one. Nisargadatta Maharaj. I would like to end this episode by sharing a conversation a questioner had with Nisargadatta. Nisargadatta says, "You can have for the asking all the peace you want." Questioner, "I am asking." "You must ask with an undivided heart and live an integrated life." Questioner, "How?" "Detach yourself from all that makes your mind restless. Renounce all that disturbs its peace. If you want peace, deserve it." Questioner, "Surely everybody deserves peace." "Those only deserve it who don't disturb it." Questioner, "In what way do I disturb peace?" "By being a slave to your desires and fears." Questioner, "Even when they are justified?" "Emotional reactions born of ignorance or inadvertence are never justified. Seek a clear mind and a clean heart. All you need is to keep quietly alert, inquiring into the real nature of yourself. This is the only way to peace." Thank you for being with me today.